And often what we find is that the business owners in us are always trying to strive forward and do more and work more and do things that make us feel like we are achieving and succeeding. And what can be really frustrating is in this pursuit of excellence and in this pursuit of success, food can sometimes become a real afterthought. But what really brings about burnout is the combination of chronic negative emotional stress. It's that constant assault on our nervous system.
Hi everyone, welcome to this episode of the Make It Happen show, where it's time for you to make it happen. In these implementation sessions, we're joined by an industry expert who will take you through in detail how to make it happen in your business. These are full of implementable actions, so get your pens ready, take notes, and be ready to apply these to your business. Let's get into it.
My name is Yuan, and I help small business owners and entrepreneurs use nutrition as a foundation to fix their burnout and achieve energy peak performance. As a small business owner and entrepreneur, you are already under an immense amount of stress, dealing with multiple challenges and uncertainties on a daily basis. But the thing is, you're not just a business owner either. You also have an entire existence outside of your business. A lot of you are parents, you are partners, you have hobbies and interests, and a life that you want to be maintaining outside of business. And often what we find is that the business owners in us are always trying to strive forward and do more and work more and do things that make us feel like we are achieving and succeeding. And what can be really frustrating is in this pursuit of excellence and in this pursuit of success, food can sometimes become a real afterthought. And a lot of my clients find themselves in one of three scenarios. The first one is they find that no matter what they're doing, no matter how hard they're trying, how much discipline they're applying to getting their food right, nothing seems to be working. Their weight is still going up, their energy levels are still plummeting through the floor, and their mood is low and flat. The second scenario is they're finding that all of a sudden, they're relying on a whole bunch of not necessarily healthy coping mechanisms. They are snacking all the time, they're craving sugar, they're drinking copious amounts of coffee during the day and a lot of alcohol at night just to help them wind down and calm down from the stress of the day. And the third scenario is people find that they can't quite put their finger on it, but they're starting to lose their drive, they're starting to lose their passion. And this is really scary for them, particularly since you're all high achievers and always striving to do your best. So this is why nutrition becomes really, really critical to help you understand what's going on in your body, how to fix that, and start functioning at your peak. And to give a little bit of background about myself is in my early teens, I developed a condition called polycystic ovarian syndrome. And in my early 20s, I was diagnosed with endometriosis. Now, both of these conditions affect the female reproductive system and both are the result of hormone imbalance. Now, of course, at the time, the only solutions I was given was to either have surgery, which I ended up doing 6 times in over about a decade, or to have a baby, which at the time wasn't really an option for me. But what I was also told was that nutrition had no impact on my conditions and that these are just things that happen and I just needed to manage it as best as possible between the use of hormone contraceptive pills and surgery. And it was all a little bit grim to say the least. Now, fast forward into my mid to late 20s and I was at a point in my life where I was working really hard to build my business. I was training quite a bit, but due to a persistent shoulder injury, it forced me to take a pretty lengthy hiatus to heal. So during that time, all that energy that I had previously put into training, I was now putting into working. I was mostly desk bound, so I decided to modify my diet to reflect this new, more sedentary lifestyle of mine. What I started with was by cutting back the calories. And the thing is, these are changes I know people make all the time. And they were changes that I was making for clients too at this time. Because on a global level, we were still very much stuck in a world of calories in, calories out, and seeing the body and our requirements in such a clear black and white fashion. But what was a really throwaway and innocent diet change actually became one of the biggest turning points in my life and my career. So after making the changes that I made, not only did I not lose weight from cutting back my calories, I put on almost 10 kilos in 6 months. I was always hangry even, and my energy started to really plummet. The brain fog kicked in, and just being able to get through the day was a lot harder. So after that incident, I couldn't just accept that nutrition had no role. I mean, certainly I knew that the changes I had made my symptoms worse. So to me, at this point, I could also make changes that could make it better. So going back to the drawing board, I started to delve into the links between nutrition and hormones. And what really struck me was this. Most of the health issues that we see are born from inflammation that are caused by a disruption to our regulatory system, which is basically via all the hormones in our body. And what compounds this disruption is stress. And when you don't fuel the body correctly to optimally cope with that stress, things can get really, really bad. So if you'd remember at this stage, I was working ridiculous hours to build my business where I was working on it, but was still heavily working in the business too. And I was also dealing with an active injury. So my body was under this huge amount of stress. And so when I cut my food back, I stopped providing my body with what it actually needed to deal with that stress load. And ultimately, that showed up in the issues I was noticing with my energy, my health. And basically, I was in what I call clinical burnout. So you see, most of the definitions that I've come across over the years around burnout are psychological in origin. And so the solutions on offer are usually centered around psychology as well. But I clinically define burnout as HPA axis dysfunction, which is a literal breakdown of the hormonal network within the body that regulates stress. But what we don't realize is that this same network regulates more than just stress. It regulates our energy, our metabolism, as well as our libido and our fertility. So the thing is, we hear the word stress all the time. But what is stress? You know, quite literally, we can define stress as any change or challenge, basically any stressor. It can be emotional, it can be physical. But what really brings about burnout is the combination of chronic negative emotional stress. It's that constant assault on our nervous system. So unlike back in cavemen days, where our stress is, you know, a bear chasing us down, threatening to claw our face off, which I'm not saying it won't happen now, but also in modern days, our stress as business owners usually come from a really benign, you know, ding on the phone or a six-figure tax bill landing in our inbox or a client dropping off or having to deal with the things that go wrong at the last minute when you're about to host an event or run a retreat. So unlike the acute stress of being chased by a bear, where we go into a short-term fight or flight response, we are dealing with chronic microdoses of adrenaline and cortisol, which, you know, over a long time, sometimes years, sometimes decades, is going to cause us to experience the signs and symptoms of burnout or HPA axis dysfunction. Now, in the short term, cortisol is actually really important for survival. I mean, it is literally what forms that initial surge that puts us into fight or flight. And the cortisol even suppresses inflammation in the body temporarily. But when you are in that chronic state of stress, things start to go wrong. When the body is producing so much cortisol, your body can't possibly produce enough melatonin. And as a result, your sleep is going to become disturbed. Long term, cortisol also increases inflammation, and that can cause worsening pains and aches. It can increase your risk of injury, but it can also damage your organs, including your brain and your heart. And all that extra fuel in the form of glucose that your body is just pumping into your bloodstream is now going to need to be dumped back out. And in response to that, the body produces a lot more of the hormone insulin. Now, while insulin is extremely important from a survival perspective, it is also in and of itself considered a fat storage hormone, which is why in a lot of cases, you might not be making any changes to your diet, or even like myself back then, I cut back on my intake, but the weight, particularly the weight around that midsection, will still go up. In men, we notice that testosterone levels will dip. In women, estrogen levels will dip. And this can cause lethargy, weakness. It can also mean, for women particularly, and other people find that they're always cold and they can't seem to warm up. And it can also increase your fatigue and brain fog. So with all of these things that are going on in the body caused by stress, the question is, how do we fix it? So when I went back to the drawing board, I quite literally went back to my physiology textbook and I pulled from there a really comprehensive list of all the hormones that are involved in the regulation of our stress and metabolism. And guess what? Every single hormone required two key substances. The first one was amino acids and the second one was cholesterol. Which means from a diet point of view, you really need to be prioritizing two key nutrients, proteins and fats.
Hi there, Tim jumping in here quickly to say, if you're enjoying this episode, our team at The Entourage has plenty more for you to sink your teeth into. We not only publish a new episode every week, plus the full video on YouTube, we also have heaps of resources and tools on our website available to help you build and scale an impactful business. You can find the link to all of this in our About section. Also, so you never miss any of the insights and strategies from our guests, don't forget to subscribe to learn more each week. Now, let's get back to the show.
People are still told to eat very little of it. So, for you guys, the very first thing that I'm going to recommend you do is to start increasing the amount of fats you consume. Now, I am a huge proponent for natural, minimally processed foods. So go for a selection of natural fats across both animal and plant sources, like butter, cream, coconut oil, olive oil, avocado, you know, fatty nuts like walnuts and macadamias. Start by trying to substitute, for example, the milk in your coffee with like a dollop of cream, or if you're very brave, a dollop of butter. Now, it doesn't have to be a lot, but even a really small teaspoon will be enough. The thing with adding fats to your coffee instead of adding milk, for example, is that the fats are going to slow the release of the caffeine into your system. And that's going to give you more sustained energy from that one cup of coffee instead of you feeling like you need two or three more cups. Also, start getting into the habit of adding fats to your meals to improve satiety or fullness. And there is no such thing as adding too much fats. I mean, there is, technically, you can have too much fats, but fats are very self-regulatory. Have you ever tried to have a very fat-rich food and notice that you can't really eat more than just a very small amount? But if it was a very sugary food, like a block of chocolate, you could probably go and go and go until the whole block is gone. So allow yourself to really go for adding more fats and being comfortable with that. The next thing I'm going to ask you to do is focus on protein. The thing with protein is it is literally the building block of life, and our body needs it to build every single one of our cells, from our immune cells to our hormones, our muscles. It is literally indispensable. Now, when we undereat protein and our body still needs to support all of those functions, your body is going to start looking elsewhere for that supply. And the largest supply within our body is our muscle. So when your body starts to break down muscle, your metabolism is going to slow. And along with this, your energy will plummet and your weight will stagnate or go up. So adding enough protein becomes really, really critical. As a starting point, just include protein with every meal you eat. The most bioavailable sources of protein in our diet are animal sources. So your meats, your chicken, your fish, your eggs, for example. Organ meats are also incredibly nutrient dense and a great addition to the repertoire if you can come at it. But there are also some good quality plant sources as well, like tofu and tempeh and certain lentils and legumes and nuts and seeds. But when it comes to protein, quality also matters. So once again, just like with fats, start sourcing good quality grass-fed meats, free-range poultry and eggs. And if you like your sausages, for example, opt again for quality ones that have only meats and some seasoning and herbs in them. And the final thing I want to say to you is keep it simple. So meal frequency doesn't have any bearing on your metabolism. The total quantity and density will. So with that sort of hormone-centric approach to nutrition, I started eating way more food, even without doing the exercise at this point. And I started to lose that fat around my belly very, very quickly. I saw my skin, my mood, my energy improve. But the most astounding change was the complete elimination of symptoms with my endometriosis. That chronic inflammation and pain was gone. And in fact, it's been now almost 10 years since my last surgery and any issues that I've had with my endometriosis. And as a business owner, your ability to function optimally will have a really big impact in many areas of your life. In business, I have seen a client of mine go from adding $36,000 a month of new sales into his business to adding an extra $250,000 to his bottom line in just a week, simply because he had the energy and the ability to focus and function at that high level. So I really hope that from today, you can take some really practical tips away and start implementing them to start fueling your body properly and functioning at your peak. And if you would like to find out more about what else you can do or more about how you can make these changes adapt around your lifestyle and your business, I'm more than happy for you to find me at Metro Dietetics, so metrodietetics.com.au, or you can shoot me an email at admin@metrodietetics.com.au.
Thanks for tuning in to the Make It Happen show, brought to you by our team at The Entourage, Australia's leading business coaching and training provider. We're on a mission to empower entrepreneurs by giving them everything they need to build great businesses and live meaningful lives. If you got something out of this episode, picked up a great takeaway, or just want to say hi, don't forget to leave us a review on iTunes or let us know at The Entourage Official on all social platforms. We'd love to hear from you. Catch you in the next episode with our next guest right here. Bye for now.